Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
We're going to speak about the Holy Spirit today. Good spirit, good experience I have with the Holy Spirit in other countries, in Panama, in the Indian villages. Do you guys ever be in another country when they don't speak English? How you communicate?
Not very good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now you have Google Translator, but years ago?
Demonstration.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you, it's not easy when you have to go to a place where they don't speak your language. It's not easy. I came to the United States and my English was zero. No English at all. If you see me falling in love with my wife, you laugh. I tried to speak my English to her and my English was I don't know what. I don't get it. And these days I'm laughing to myself. I say, wow, Jose, how you did it? Trying to grab her hands and she said, no, at least that one is the same thing in English and in Spanish. So no, it's no. Yeah, serious. You can go to any part of the world and they use, when they say no, means no. In Russian, French, Italian, Panamanian, Israel, anywhere, no is mean no. Now, yes is different. Yes, see. We. They have different meanings. How is no in Jamaica? No, no is no. Okay. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the book of Acts, number 2, chapter 2, verse. I need help because my Bible is in Spanish. I forgot to took the English one. Who helping me? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Turn it on. Okay, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Uh-huh. You having the TV? No. Acts 2, chapter 1 and 2. Right there. Oh, you all find right. It, brother. Thank you.
All right. Acts 2, chapter 1.
No. Verse 2?
Chapter 2, verse 1. Okay. Okay.
You speak English, man.
Yes, I do. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. It filled the house where they were sitting.
Okay. Right there. Thank you. Keep the microphone. Sit in the first line. You won't be my helper. Jesus, before he was taken to heaven, to the sky, or whatever you want to say, he said he will send a helper, right? The Holy Spirit. Do you believe how many Holy Spirits we have?
One.
You sure?
Yes.
100.
One
Holy Spirit. Okay. Because I've been in the different areas in Panama, in other countries, in Costa Rica, And I want to tell you some experience I have. Right? I went to in Panama, they do something they call a vigil. This all nylon, people get together. They have three services through the night, okay? And they praise the Lord, they pray, they preach three times. And in between times, they have some kind of coffees, bread, whatever, you know? Time to go to do your needs and come back. And it's all night long, from 8 o'clock in the night to 6 o'clock in the morning. So I went one night, one day, I got invited to an Indian village to a vigil. Say, okay, I'll come and give you some help and bring some food and for them. I got there early. I got there like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I like to go early to my things, especially when it's something to do with the Lord. I go early. I was praying and I started people started to come, and I started to ask him, how far are you coming? Some people told me they leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're getting in there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. How many hours walking? Walking. And we was in a little hill where the little temple was. Dirt floor, nothing fancy. A couple of pieces of wood and the sizes to sit, and that's it. And where are you coming from? And they started to show me a hill. Ah, you see that hill? Yeah. No, the other one. People walking 10 hours, 8 hours with kids. Not just adults, with kids. Thank God, God put in my heart to bring a lot of food so these people can get something to eat before the service. So we give him food and everybody. Then you go to a creek nearby and you take a shower like Pastor Jonathan did when he went to Panama one time with me. I took him to the creek to take a shower, him and Jay. And the water is so cold. That's my wife. The first time she took a shower in Panama, the water, cool water, she think it was a hot water and she started to screaming. Anyways, and they went, take a shower, whatever, and we gave them something to eat, a dinner, and we got all settled and the things, and there was two more pastors invited to the vigil, and you doing this first preaching, and the other one do the second one, and I was doing the last one at 3 o'clock in the morning. All right? The music started, boom, and the Holy Spirit fell in the vigil. We started from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, praising the Lord. No preaching, no nothing, just singing sounds. You see kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, speaking in tongues. Praying for sick people getting healed all night long. At 3 o'clock, everything settled down. They went to eat something, take coffee, go do the needs. And that was my turn, 4 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to say after God ministering these people for many hours? I have nothing to say. I just encourage them, keep doing what the Lord asking you to do, and praise God, praise the Lord, read the Bible, whatever I can say more, you know, to encourage them to keep going in the whole in the gospel. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, we giving a big meal, big pile of rice with sardines, and they're so serious, and they're so happy to eat that. They all eat it, and I started to send them home. 12 hours back home, 8 hours back home. Isn't those people so happy? The same Holy Spirit we say we have here. All right? And the church in Abundant Life in Panama, it happened a couple of times. We started services. And the Holy Spirit came to the church at that point in a strong way. And we started to sing one sound for hours, the same sound over and over and over and over, and people receiving, and people get healed, and people speaking in tongues, and people getting free for bad spirits, and you name it. Awesome. The same Holy Spirit we're supposed to have in the United States. The same Holy Spirit they're supposed to we have in Abundant Life. Now, at the beginning of the Christian people, they don't know nothing about this. We have some reference. We have the Bible. We can read through the Bible and learn what is the Holy Spirit. Right? But with all of this knowledge we're supposed to have, we not allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We not allow the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. We're closing the door to the Holy Spirit and the churches. We don't get healed because we don't believe it. We don't get blessed because we don't allow. Well, I keep telling you again, we don't allow God to work in our lives through the Holy Spirit. You can have a machine. You can go to the store and you can buy the best blender, the best stove, electric stove. You can have the best appliance in your home. But if you don't have the power, it's useless. It is. It's useless. You can have the best gun to go hunting with a nice scope and a range and an automatic adjustment for the distance and all of that stuff. But if you don't put the bullet in there, it's just a piece of metal. It's nothing. Right? It is. If we don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives openly, we will not receive anything. We have to open the heart. We have to let God deal with us, change our lives. Ben said it very clear. We come and we put timing in God. We have to do this, we have to do this, do, and go home. God, you know I'm going to church every Sunday. I do exactly what you're asking in the Bible. But where's the Holy Spirit in your life? Where is the Word of God? You can read in the Bible. You can read the Bible. You can know many verses. But without the Holy Spirit, where you are? Huh? Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, talking about love. If you change the word, the love, for Jesus or for the Holy Spirit, I can do many things, I can do, I can have, but if I don't have the Holy Spirit in my Christian life, it's nothing. It's exactly what the Bible says. It's nothing. It's garbage. Wasting your time. I'm a semi-truck driver. This is what I'm doing in my life. This is my secular job. And I'm driving every day through the state of Florida. Everywhere you name it, I know it's Florida almost by my hand. And every morning, when I put my hands in that wheel, believe me, I pray. I pray so much. Because when you have 69.9-foot long equipment with me, 69.9. I went through the scale, and they measured me for that length. 69-foot long and 9 inches. And I had to go through neighborhoods, not to the highways, neighborhoods with the wood, the trees, with delivering. Narrow roads. Believe me, I pray to the Lord every morning. I have my hands at wheel. I've been praying almost all day long going around with that. Because many crazy people driving, and I can be one of those. Amen. I take you as one little mistake to have an accident. One distraction. Especially something called iPhones or Samsung. If you're distracting from God, you're distracting for the Holy Spirit, and you don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, how you won't be calling yourself a good Christian? Hello? I don't know another person preaching, but when I have to preach, believe me, it's all week getting in this. All week driving and thinking, and that's my distraction in the wheel, thinking what I'm going to say, and I put in one way, and I do the other one, and I'm changing this. No, I want to say this. And no, I'm going to say that. And then when you come into the pulpit and you're going to preach, everything you plan in your mind and your head all through all the week, it's gone. And then you're like, okay, what I want to do? God, help me. Holy Spirit, what it is? Holy Spirit, help me. Yeah. You get sick, and then you remember to, oh, pray for me. Pray for me to be healed. And we pray for you. And what's God, what's happening? Nothing. Why? Because you're not plugged in the Holy Spirit. You're not connected to God in the way it's supposed to be. It is. When Peter, if you read the New Testament, you read about Peter. One of those 12 apostles. I almost said in Spanish, 12 apostles. You see, you have to have your mind connected while you are in this situation. And you read about him. But Jesus asked him, you taking care of my flock? And they came with the Holy Spirit came then, and in Acts, chapter 10, verse 45, there's a incident that he had to realize the Holy Spirit is not only for the Jewish. Can you read it? 10:45.
Acts 10:45. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too.
Uh-huh.
This is 46. For they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God.
Exactly. Do you think the Holy Spirit has limits? No. No? Who limiting the Holy Spirit? I ask you again the question. Do you think the Holy Spirit God giving us have limits?
No.
Who limiting the Holy Spirit? We do it. Anybody here do welding? You? What happened when you lower the power to weld in some kind of sticks?
Stick.
No work. No work. You and nothing. If you too much, put too much then?
Burn out.
Burn out. It's no good anyway. So what do you think God want to do with you? What do you think the Holy Spirit have for you? How many situations you've been forcing to call God or ask the Holy Spirit to do something to you, to save you, to help you? I have a situation 5 years ago. The doctor wanted to cut my leg. This one. Ask my wife. She's here. I got a surgery. I got septic. Nothing they can do. The thing get worse and worse and worse and worse. And the doctor told my wife, we may have to cut the leg of your husband. And then my wife got bigger and bigger and bigger in front of him. You don't do that. You save his leg. Do whatever you need to do. I don't know from where, and I don't know how, but I know what's God. The doctor, he used to operate in the football soccer players called Maradona from Argentina. I don't know how. I don't know what happens. That doctor came to fix my leg. I never see him. When he came into the operation rooms, I was on the other side sleeping. When he left, I was sleeping, so I never see him. They brought him, they fly him in the airplane. He landed, get it from the airport, took it to the hospital, do my leg, took him back to the airport and leave. Never see him. Yeah. And then I became a tricky guy. You never know. I went to the room, I was awaking, and the nurse asked me this. They gave me an empty bottle and said, when you pee this much, you can go home. Something like that. She made me put a line when I had to get in there. Okay? You know, when you get out of surgery, you know, all your system is messed up because the anesthesia. So I cannot pee much. And then I pee just a little, but was very, very, very concentrated. And I want to go home. And they gave me a big bottle of water to drink. And the pee multiplied by himself. I opened the things and opened the water. Close the water. I said, I'm drinking water. I called the nurse, pushed the button. She came and said, look, I pee enough. I can go home. Oh, yeah, you can go home. I called my wife. Take me home. She don't know nothing. She was outside in the middle of the road. Honey, can you stop? Please stop. Why? I have to pee. Serious. No, that was not the Holy Spirit. It's like when we look at our revivals anywhere in the state of Florida, do you remember those revivals and people go there from thousands and thousands because then there's miracles happen and yada, yada, yada. And what happened in here? What happened in Abundant Life? What happened in none of the other churches around here? Why not? Because we're putting a stop to the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. The same Holy Spirit is in there, was in Pentecost, wasn't anywhere in the world where these manifestations going. It's in here. We have the same opportunity to receive. We have the same God. We serving the same God, I think. We believe in the same thing. What happened in these Indian villages is the same God, the same Holy Spirit, the same Bible. I went to another Indian village. We started to sing a song. The Holy Spirit came to these people all night long, dancing in the Spirit all night long, from 7 to 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just sitting in there watching them. Watching all night. At 6 o'clock in the morning, finishing, they go, they wash their face, having breakfast. I say, are you guys tired or something? No, we're okay. We're fine. Wow. And I see God move when people is willing to open their hearts. God move in here if we allow him to do what he needs to do. It's not Jonathan McClain. It's not Bob Warner. It's not Rudy. It's not me. It's you with God and the Holy Spirit. You need to figure it out. I don't know. I'm figuring it out my way. You figure out yours. What do you want to do? You want to keep doing the same thing you're doing? Keep doing. They don't tell me. I don't tell you. I told you today, so you don't have an excuse for now on. Those people in those days, when with the beginning of the churches, they don't know nothing about this. They don't have the Bible. They don't have these books to read and get the knowledge. Okay, this is what it is, this is what it is.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McClain, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought of it.